No, you can't. You definitely can't. It won't work. It can't happen for you. You're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too skinny. You don't have enough money, you don't have enough experience, you're not well educated enough. You don't have the right people in your life. It's too hot, it's too cold, you're too busy. You've already got a safe, secure job. Why would you want to lose money to go and chase a ridiculous dream? Why would you take your passion, turn it into your job? Your passion would then become a job and it won't be your passion anymore. So why would you do such a silly thing? Don't do it, you can't. Don't do it, you can't. And I could go on, couldn't I? And I'm sure you have too. Got a big long list of reasons, excuses, justifications that people have given you or that you might have used yourself on why you're not doing the thing or the things that you are excited about, that you are the most passionate about. And is it possible that if we say that we can't, that of course we can't, we don't need a big long list of reasons why it can't happen, it just won't. But what if we reverse that? What if our focus, what if what we think about is not why we can't do it, but we focus on how we can? And could that be a great question? How can I? And if it is important to you, why would we want to let somebody steal our dream? Why would we allow somebody to steal our dream? If we really want to do something, why would we let somebody tell us that it's not possible? Everything that's ever been achieved was once considered impossible. So that kind of doesn't cut it as an excuse or a justification. And if you really want to do something, why would you? And this is going to sound really harsh, I'm going to be careful. But is it possible that sometimes we're just plain lazy or we're undisciplined or we just find short-term pleasure in watching a movie or Facebooking or playing a computer game when that exact same amount of time could be invested into achieving our goal? And here's the best question of all. Once you've achieved it, once you've done it, and let's use some examples, once you've lost the amount of weight you want to lose, once you're healthy, fit and strong, once you have a career that you love, once you are financially free, if you are in great relationships with respectful people or a respectful person, if you have traveled to the places that you want to go to, if you do have the home you want to live in, if you do drive the car you want to drive, if you are giving the amount of money to charity that you want to give to charity, once you're doing all of those things, how will that feel? Versus if you don't do it. You think that it would be very nice to have respectful people in your life and to have great relationships. It would be nice to have a career that you love. It would be nice to be financially free. It would be nice to be healthy, fit and strong and be in great shape. But I'm going to watch television, Facebook, play computer games, waste time doing the things that won't head me towards my goal rather than actually doing it. How will that make us feel? And if you've ever done that where you know you could have, should have, would have, but you didn't, there's this interesting emotion called regret. And we can create memories of the great things that we've done, or we can have regret about the things that we didn't do. But of course, we can't do both. Some people, negative people, will ask me this question. Yeah, but sometimes you do stuff that you thought was going to be great and you regret that you did it. Well, the beautiful thing about doing something is you can learn from it. What you don't do, you can't learn from. What you don't do, you don't know that you don't like. Is it possible that everything we do teaches us something, gives us an experience, teaches us a lesson, gives us a great memory? And if I could, it would take a really long time, but if I listed for you the millions of stupid things I've done in my life and the mistakes that I've made, and all I'm sharing with you is I've got a big happy smile on my face because I don't regret one of them, because everything I've done wrong, every stupid mistake I've ever made, every dumb thing I've ever said, I've learnt from it, I've grown from it, it's added value to my life and I've become a better person because of the mistakes that I've made. And I'm not an island. It's not just me. According to the neuroscientists, the people that study what goes on in our brain, if we make a mistake and learn from it, that's when our brain grows the most. Because obviously if you make a mistake, your brain says, well, you weren't supposed to do that, let's do it differently next time. So neurogenesis occurs occurs. We grow new brain cells and we have neuroplasticity in our brain, which means our brain cells, the way they think, changes because we made a mistake, we learned from it, we grow, we become stronger, we become wiser, mentally tougher. Ha ha. So that's why I love every mistake I've made. So there's no regrets, and we can't, of course, change what we've done in the past. So why would we regret it? Because we can't change it. All we can do is learn from it and move on. But, and there's the big but, how do you feel if you know that you could have, should have, would have? It was possible to have a career that you love, to be financially free, to be healthy, fit and strong, to have great relationships, to go and live your life the way you want to live it. But you were too lazy, or you couldn't be bothered, or you came up with an excuse or a justification or a reason. The interesting reason that people often share with me about their career path, because obviously that's what I do. I would love for everybody to have a career or business that they're really passionate about. But a lot of people share with me, Roe, I don't want to do my passion because if my passion is my job, I might not love it anymore. Well, how about this? Give it a go. If you think that it's going to be terrible to wake up every morning doing what you're the most passionate about and doing that as your method of earning income, how about try it before you knock it? If you've never done it before, then you actually don't know how exciting it is to wake up every day where your passion is your career. And if you've ever seen those people with those big, happy, smiley faces, the people that play sport for a living, or they paint for a living, or they're a lawyer because they love it, or they're a doctor because they want to make people healthy, or they're an exercise professional because they want to prevent and cure the biggest killer diseases in the world, and they wake up every day doing what they love, have a look at their face. They would do it for free. And that's the really big one. If you are stuck in a job that you don't like, if you're stuck in a relationship that isn't respectful of you, if you are struggling for money or you're broke, if you're not healthy, fit and strong, there's a great question to ask. Why? Why would you live your life in any other way than I love my life, I love my career, I'm financially free or on track to being financially free, I have respectful people in my life, and I have a healthy, fit, strong body that allows me to do all of those things, and I love the people that I'm sharing my life with. What a great way to live. And if you're not living like that, I of course wish that for everybody. Is it possible? Whoo, great question. Is it possible for everybody? Could the answer be yes? Because the fundamentals of being healthy, fit and strong, having a career that you love, being financially free and being great relationships, there's no argument about the fundamentals of how to do it. But is it possible that you have to have the drive, the commitment, the focus, the want to do it? Or do we get caught up in the pleasure, the immediate pleasure of eating food, drinking alcohol, taking drugs, going shopping, gambling, playing computer games, watching television, Facebooking, and then we don't focus on the things that could get us to where we want to go. It's interesting because the experts suggest that it only takes 10,000 hours to become a master at anything. But what's interesting about those 10,000 hours, barring accident or barring us dying, we're all going to experience 10,000 hours. It's what we put into those hours that could make a difference, yeah? We could get to the end of our 10,000 hours and say, look what I did, look what I achieved. Imagine how it feels to be healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love, be financially free and be in great relationships versus I wasted time. I did the short-term pleasures, which are now I'm experiencing the side effects of those. I'm overweight. I could be a drug addict or an alcoholic. I'm addicted to gambling. I don't love my life and I hate my job, but I had the short-term pleasure, which I now regret. And isn't that a horrible word? I regret. So can we create wow memories? Yes. Can we regret the things that we could have, should have, would have done but we didn't do? Yes. Can we regret the things we did do? Of course not, because we can't change them. Can we learn from them, grow from them, become stronger, tougher and wiser because of them? Could the answer be yes? And do we get to choose? Great question.